You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. Hello, Spurs fans all around the world. It's Theo Delaney here talking to you from North London with a special second show of the week. And this one is our Premier League preview show. We've got Burnley away on Sunday, and I've got two esteemed guests to look forward to that game. I've got John Sheridan, the long-standing former Tottenham Hotspur legendary physio. Hello, John. Welcome back.
Theo, thank you very much.
And Jar Wobble is here on a visit to London. He's in London.
Hello, Theo. Hello, John. I'm good.
Good.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, earlier in the week, we talked a lot about various things, not least John's fabulous book, The Limping Physio, which is out now, by the way, on with Pitch Publishing. They're the publishers. Excellent publishers. It's a brilliant book. We may touch on that again. But the main business at hand for us is we're back in business in the Premier League on Sunday. Now, the Premier League suddenly, with this new manager, Conte, in the seat, suddenly it looks like something we can be, instead of shying away every time the table comes on the telly, holding your head in your hands, suddenly you look at the Manchester United situation, you look at that top four, you look at Liverpool, City and Chelsea, fair enough, we're unlikely to get near them this season, but that fourth place, it's got a come hither look about it. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, anybody out of Tottenham, Arsenal, West Ham, maybe Wolves, possibly, maybe Leicester might go on a run. It's up for grabs. Jar, do you see us getting... Do you think we've got a chance of nabbing that?
Yeah, but I don't see us getting it. I see us finishing third.
Whey! I love this. I love it.
Well, I'm just happen to be... Maybe I've had... I've taken a leave of my senses. But yeah, I think with this Conte, anything's possible.
Wow. Well, that is great to hear. That is really, really good to hear. So we travel to Burnley on Sunday. Now, Burnley is a grim prospect normally. It's a bit like the old, remember they say, can they do it on a Tuesday night in Stoke? Well, what about a wet and windy afternoon in Burnley? Surely just as foreboding. But Burnley, you know, they're down the wrong end of the table, as they often are. They're a very physical and robust side. But I read a statistic recently. They actually give up more chances than... They're in the bottom two for chances conceded, I think, with Norwich. Are you concerned about this fixture, Jar?
I'm always concerned when we go in the northwest away from play in the northwest. You know, playing away from home there. I'm always concerned. I'm a Tottenham fan. Yeah. And we more, you know, ever since the 70s, we got turned over more often than not. I've seen us get turned over in Port Vale, you know.
Yes, the cup, yeah.
So we did win there at Burnley this year already. They've got some injuries, Burnley. So Costley, I think that Vidra is out. They've got some injuries. And I think with this new Conte lineup, I'm full of optimism, I must say.
Yeah.
You know? They're physical, but they play it very well. Their set pieces are excellent. Hey, yeah. I'd swap our set pieces for their set pieces
especially
all day
the corners.
Long.
Yeah,
oh, yeah. We might as well just roll it back to the opposition corners from now on.
Yeah. John, you will have travelled up to the Northwest with Tottenham teams, you know, many, many, many times. And as Giles says, it's always a worry. And we have been turned over many times when you go up there, up to the North. Do you... What is it about the mentality? Did the team always seem a bit reluctant or a little bit nervous when they went up to games like Burnley away?
I think in them days, the old pitches were a bit muddy as well. So
Yeah.
When I was at Spurs, especially my first season, when we went away, we expected to win. I mean, that was our mentality. But I know they've not done as well up the north as they should have done. But I think Spurs are on a roll now, honestly.
Yeah.
I think they're on a roll. They've got a new manager. They have got good players. And I can see them doing really well the rest of the season. And I agree with Jara. I think they're definitely finishing the top four. They've definitely got the potential.
And, I'm loving this.
Avoid injuries, and I think Harry Kane now is firing.
Yeah,
I think Harry will do really well.
Yeah,
the rest of the season. So I'm hopeful, really hopeful for him. Yeah.
Well, this is a very, very, very happy and optimistic atmosphere we got going here. Do you think when we play against, I mean, as you say, Joel, they're a very physical side. That's what they're all about. Sean Dyche gets them pumped up and they're uncompromising in the tackle and everything. Do you think Conte needs to give our lads, mark their card on that and say, go out there and do not be out-fought? You know, stick a foot in every now and then and don't give any quarter.
Well, that's what I think so. I think, you have to match them. Typically, so often I've seen games where we get bullied and we're second to the second balls, but actually second half against Leeds, they started winning those second balls, and we have done it against Burnley. We have done it against those, and we dominate them in the League Cup, in the Caribou Cup this year. So it can be done. And just concentrate. So often we have these ridiculous individual errors at the back, in games. And that's where the likes of Dyer have to continue this run of good form and not let himself down. With normally in a game, he does one daft thing. If he can stop doing that one daft thing in a game, then that's part of it as well. But you have to go out there and you have to be resolute. You have to be focused and you have to get in there first. You have to get in front of the centre forward. Don't let him bully you and intimidate you and be able to hold the ball up. You have to get in front. And with the three centre backs, of course, that's the name of the game with those. When you've got the three centre backs, you've got one who can go in front. You know, they can have a varied approach to defending. And make sure they're there. That if the guy, if Lights of Woods is winning it, that they're there for the drop downs to get in and win the second ball. You know, and I think Romero will feature. I think we did miss him a bit at the weekend. I'm sick of these international breaks. We all are. We're paying such a price for it. As the last time I spoke to you, I've got the ump with Lo Celso because I can't. I'm sure there's a footballer in there and he's a good player, but he's always injured.
Yeah.
Always injured since he came. He's always carrying an injury.
And apparently he wasn't very injury prone before he turned up at our place. I don't know what the.
Well, it's Tottenham for you, isn't it? Tottenham for you.
If you want an e-bike that doesn't look like it's made for the shopping precinct, something that's less Mr. Bean and more Steve McQueen, check out the range of bikes from London-based Cooler King. From dope 250-watt city bikes to Harley Bobber-inspired 750-watt beasts that can tear your face off while leaving your smile intact. Cooler Kings are made in limited numbers, yet highly affordable. Check them out now on the web at cooler.bike or find them on Instagram with hashtag CoolerKingBike. Cooler.bike. E-bikes that are cool AF.
I mean, I'm looking at this table here and I'm thinking, you know, above us...
Nice run of games.
Yeah, we've got a nice run of games. We have. Until
the likes of West Ham haven't got a good run of games.
No, West Ham are now starting on a tough run of games. Arsenal have obviously just been sort of humiliated at Manchester City, which was great to see, obviously.
But I saw that on telly, and I have to say that Liverpool's a pancake. Arsenal, to be fair, were playing very well. And then Arteta, through a hissy fit for no good reason, got the crowd completely up for it.
Yeah.
And that, in a way, Romero got the West Ham crowd up for it by reacting badly at the London Stadium the other week. You know, it's like, just keep it calm.
Yeah.
Keep the emotion out the game. Keeping the emotion out of it suits the away team at that point, you know.
Yes. I actually just said they got humiliated by Man City. I meant Liverpool, of course. Liverpool absolutely steamrolled them. So Arsenal above us, Wolves are above us. They've sort of stealthily crept into the reckoning.
Yeah, no one's talking about them. I mean, earlier on in the season, when they were not getting results, they were looking very good as well. He's got them playing, that manager.
Yeah.
Wolves and West Ham have had exceptional seasons, really.
Yes. Yeah. I agree. And so they're in the record. They're certainly all in the running, those three, for that top four. United are behind us. God knows what's going to happen to United now. I mean, that's anything could happen. They've certainly got the sort of players and spent the sort of money that should be an absolute shoo-in for the top four. But they're in disarray, of course, as we know.
So, Joe,
when you say you reckon we'll come third, is there any particular team out of those big three that you think we might...
I think will slump. I think either Liverpool or City might drop some points.
Yeah.
I know that I'm being ridiculously optimistic, but hey, you know,
well,
sometimes that's okay in life.
You are being optimistic, but maybe if because what Conte can do once he gets them, I mean, we'll probably have a few stutters before it happens, but what Conte tends to do is once he's got everything in place, they become a machine. That's what Inter Milan were. Second half of last season. I mean, there was very open that title race in Italy last year until the second half of the season, and he turned them into a machine and no one...
And you've got to have the right players. And I think the players at Tottenham, there's a lot of youngsters there, and you've got the likes of Kane, who I think is quite capable to knuckle down and think, right, I didn't get my move that I wanted to City, but I've got the best manager in the world here who believes in me, who said, has kept it simple. He said apparently about Kane before he even come to Tottenham, if he was Kane's manager, he would have him in the box scoring goals.
Yes. Yeah.
And it looked to me as if he'd had a word in his ear and just said to him, be a centre-forward. Just be a centre-forward. You know.
And he was playing like a centre. He was brilliant holding the ball up and everything, wasn't he, on Sunday?
He's winning free kicks and stuff. Yeah. It was great. Can I just say that team that John was physio, that went to five in midfield.
Yeah.
I know everyone said this. Imagine if the offside law was interpreted then the way it is now. Forget about the physicality of the game as well, with the amount of free kicks that should have been given for that. We would have won the league, wouldn't we?
Yes.
Mid-80s.
Yeah.
By a mile. It was so good.
Yeah.
We nearly did get the treble, really, didn't we, that season?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would love, if I was younger, I'd love a crack now at doing a season at Tottenham. With all the facilities, the ground, the manager, the players. Well, maybe not so much the players, because we had good players as well. But I would love a crack at that and just see the difference.
Yeah.
You know, where I was on my own and, to have help. It would be brilliant.
There's a whole department, isn't there? There's a whole department. It's like it's not about that mini hospital they've got there, haven't they?
They've got so much. I mean, when I think back, you know, there was myself and my assistant, Dave Butler. There's two of us and a part-time doctor.
Yeah.
Now there's most probably got 14 staff. Yeah. They've got psychiatrists, dietitians.
Yeah.
I mean, incredible. I would love a crack at that.
Yeah.
I'd get a day off.
Well, they've got that hotel next door as well. Like literally, actually on the premises. You go and you could put your feet out as the boss, John. You could say, right, get on with it, lads. I'm going into the 6-star hotel.
A money no object. I used to have to use the health club down at Mill Hill.
Yeah.
Our treatment room, I mean, was in that old North Sea porter cabin. I mean,
God,
it's just a different world.
Totally, isn't it?
Different world, you know.
It's amazing. But, John, you know, that team, as Giles said, I mean, all of us of our vintage, we look at that team, I think, that 87 team. Certainly pre-Pochettino, that was the best team that I'd ever... I mean, they were just so amazing because he more or less invented that system as well. He doesn't get a lot of credit. That idea of having five in midfield and just the one absolutely lethal finisher in Clive Allen. What a ridiculously good midfield. To have Waddle and Hoddle and Ardiles was still in it, wasn't he? And Hodge and Paul Allen being the engine room. And it was just an astonishingly well-balanced five-man midfield. And for the first time, and Glenn said, we interviewed Glenn a couple of weeks ago. He said that was the first time and last time, because he left, of course, at the end of the season in England, where he was actually played in the correct position. Because he had all those players around him, he was able to play as a proper 10. And he had a fabulous season, didn't he? He was just absolutely enjoyed himself, and he was incredible to watch. But, John, you said we almost won the treble that year. You were there. It's fascinating in your position because you're always there. You're always in the room. You're in the changing room and all that. But you're the quiet one because you're not the one shouting at the players, or you're not with the players. So from your observations, was there anything, when you look back, any last little thing that we lacked that meant that we didn't quite do it?
Our squad wasn't very big.
Right.
We didn't have a lot of injuries, but... We had a backlog of games to play and catch up. And I think that actually caused a problem. Our squad wasn't big enough, and the amount of games we had to play. So I think we just got tired.
Yeah. You know?
I mean, the League Cup, we lost the second leg. We beat Arsenal away, and then we lost it at home. When really we should have won. And
It was a cruelest season because they won the League Cup, didn't they? They beat Luton, was it?
Yeah, that's right. And
that was the start, because they were absolutely under... I remember there was trouble, wasn't there, in the car park at that point. You know, I think they lost against Plymouth at home at one point in the years preceding that. And, you know, we just... Everything just went wrong. Everything went from bad to worse with the club suddenly after that. We had a little renaissance with Gazza and... Venables, but what a terrible that it was. It wasn't. It was the replay that it finished all
extra time,
the semi-finals, and then Rocastle scored. Yeah. I've never known an atmosphere like that.
Yeah,
it was like a defeated army walking away from.
It seemed like a pivotal moment, like you say. I mean, it was
really
like
terrible.
Never really recovered. Until recently, did we get back above the Arsenal? You know?
And we were the better team. Darren Caskey came in. I'm sure John remember. Darren Caskey played, didn't he? I think. Is that right? I got that completely wrong. You know.
No, we did play some of the young players, didn't we? We played Everton away, didn't we?
Yeah, and they played so well. You know,
the youth team practically.
I think we got
fine. But you imagine, Jar, say David Pleat had continued to be manager, what could have happened? We'll never know.
No. And now, for all the allegations are made at the time, it wouldn't mean a thing now.
No. Do you know what?
It wouldn't lose your job now.
Here's a theory. I'm a fan. I don't really believe in many conspiracy theories or anything. I'm not one of those types of people, but I do like a football conspiracy theory. And some conspiracy theories must be true, right? I always thought David Pleat, he'd built, as we've just all agreed, one of the great Tottenham teams. That really was one of the great Tottenham teams.
Yeah.
Following autumn, they didn't start that well. They lost a couple of crucial players. Goff went home, didn't he? And Hoddle went off. They didn't start all that well. But then all of a sudden, Terry Venables gets fired by Barcelona, right? Now, these accusations about David Pleat had been in the papers before, years before, a couple of years before. All of a sudden, Terry Venables is available, and wait a minute, that's a coincidence. All of a sudden, there's more accusations about David Pleat in the newspapers. Do you know what I mean? I mean, you just think, and then the club go, sorry, David, you know, we can't have this. We've got, you know, we're a family business, and I'm afraid we're going to have to let you go. And you think, how did those allegations just at that moment end up back in the papers? Did anyone, what do you think, John?
I worked with David Pleat for a long, long while, and I believe it was, there was nothing in it at all.
Really? Do you think it was just spurious nonsense, the actual...
Absolutely. I don't believe for one moment.
Really? That he was actually doing the old curb crawling?
No, I don't believe that for a... No.
Did he say anything to you about it? Did he say it's all nonsense?
David actually told me a couple of weeks before anything happened, someone was following him.
Oh, okay. Mm. So it was. So someone was trying to stitch him up.
Absolutely. I don't believe one moment that David's a family man.
Yeah.
And all the time I was with David, I never seen anything like that. So it was convenient that
Terry
was away. I mean,
it was a disaster. It was a disaster. And I like Terry Venables, by the way, obviously.
It was
a disaster losing Pleat because the football, it was as sophisticated as Man City because you had that five-man midfield, but the movement, they played a high line. Who was the Scottish boy?
Goff.
He went Goff. Yeah.
He was one of the best central defenders we ever had. He only hung around a year, though, didn't he?
I've worked with two great managers, David Pleat, Terry Venables, as well as Peter Shreves and people like that.
Yeah.
I think David Pleat was way ahead of his time.
Yeah. How funny. Mm. Yes, listeners, you may not know this. Just as we were talking about the conspiracies that led to the end of the David Pleat era.
And then it
suddenly
crashed.
We were shut down.
Yeah.
Very, very strange. That's never happened before.
One world government. All I'm going to say. One
world government. Yeah. Well,
it's all tied in with the vaccines as well.
Right, that's it.
No, I'm joking. I joked on Twitter and got suspended.
No, you didn't.
I said, I've had the vaccine. My 5G reception's a lot better than it's been. And it's like, it was a joke. Got suspended. Yeah.
Oh, no. I don't mind admitting that incident has put the wind right up me. So I'm gonna accelerate now towards the end, gentlemen. We have to return to the Burnley game. By the way, listeners, I've said it on the show earlier this week. If you're David Pleat, the man whose virtues we've been extolling, will be our guest at our Spurs show live in January. So go to spursshow.season.net to get your tickets for that. Come along to our Christmas show on the 6th of December with the UEFA Cup winning stars of 1972. Half a dozen of them, including the skipper himself, Steve Perriman, including Martin Chivers. It's going to be a great night. And don't forget to go to our Patreon page as well for extra content, extra special content. But it's time for us to draw this to a close. Now, this has been essentially a Burnley preview show. So, gentlemen, you know what's going to happen now. I'm going to have to ask you for some score predictions. John Sheridan, tell us your score prediction.
2-1 to Spurs.
Love it. Jar?
2-0 Tottenham. I'm predicting a clean sheet again.
He's gone completely.
Yeah, maybe I need therapy. Talking therapy might help me. But I think we're 2-0.
Okay. I'm gonna go 1-0 Tottenham. It's gonna be tough, but we're just somehow gonna muscle it out, basically. There's my prediction. And by the way, listeners, John Sheridan's book, The Limping Physio, is out now. It is on Pitch Publishing and it is a fantastic read. Jar Wobble, I know you're on tour in the new year, right? Are you on tour?
I've got another record out. I bring a record out every other week, so it's no big deal. But rebuilt in dub, so I've reinterpreted the Metal Box, the legendary Metal Box out. Yeah.
Well, that's got to be, I mean, that is Metal Box, one of the classic albums, which, of course, you played a very, very central role in. And who doesn't like a bit of dub? So I will be sticking that on as soon as I've finished. John, your book, as I said, is out. I appreciate you both very much coming along. Thank you for your score predictions. And I don't think there's anything more for me to say. We've got to get out of it before the actual secret police turn up and do us all.
One world government. Yeah,
exactly.
I better be careful. People might think, oh, he's one of those nuts.
We're very clear on that now. Thank goodness. Now, I'd just like to say thanks, guys. And go on, you Spurs.
If you want to advertise on or sponsor this show, check us out at playbackmedia.co.uk.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere. This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.